Welcome back. In the previous chapters, we've spoken about investment decision, capital budgeting techniques, financial decisions. Now, when we talk about financial decisions, before taking the decision, we need to understand what are these different sources of finance, from where the money is going to come. So today's chapter, we are going to primarily focus on what are the different avenues through which the company can raise funds. So the session objective talks about different sources of finance for any business entity. What would be the short-term sources of finance, long-term sources of finance, merits of various sources, their limitations when you're raising the finance. We'll also try to throw some light on international sources of finance and analyze the factors which affect choice of business finance. Let's understand, what do you mean by business finance? So business finance is nothing but, it's that money which a company utilizes for doing business activities. It is that fund which is concerned with respect to getting more business for the company. That means it is the money which the company employs for earning more money. I can also say that business finance is that particular money which a company is concerned in acquisition, as well as is very conservative when it comes to employment in meeting the financial needs of the company. These needs would be such that they would always try to meet the objectives and goals of the company. So if you look at business finance, we could broadly define this as an activity concerned with planning for raising the money through different avenues, controlling post you have actually raised the money by putting it into different project and administrating the funds, monitoring it so that it makes profit. What are the important aspects of nature of business of finance? Please understand, we spoke about business finance. We said it's concerned with acquisition, planning, controlling. Let us look at what are the important aspects of when it comes to business finance, or how does business finance actually work, or what is the nature of business of finance? So first, I'm saying when I talk about nature of business finance, it's a very essential function. It's an essential function. Why? Without money, the business cannot run. So business is basically dependent on this money to run or do normal activities in order to earn profits. So basic function, essential function, money is required to do any business function or any function of the company, any kind of an expense in the company. This particular finance needs to be dynamic. So I'm saying business finance needs to be dynamic. You need to change your requirement based on business cycle. So maybe I have four different cycles, business cycles, which I see. I see a very high demand. I see a lower demand. I see a moderate demand. And in the last quarter of the year, I usually see a mixed. So half of the month, I have aggressive demand, other half I have, you know, a slack demand. So business finance is that money which has to adjust to the seasonality. It has to ensure that it takes care of all the business cycle. It should be very dynamic. You should be able to change if you require more funds. You should have sufficient internal funds to manage the need of the funds. If you require lesser funds, you should find avenues where you could invest the money for short term, and so on. So this particular finance is very dynamic. It could be used for doing a different activity and you could change them whenever you are changing your decisions. This particular finance is also goal-oriented. Business finance is not just raising money just for the name of it. Business finance is when you're procuring money, it comes with a commitment to return more money. So it's always oriented with the goal. So I'm going to raise, say, 10 lakh rupees. I'm going to make 15 lakh rupees out of the 10 lakh rupees. I've already goal set when I'm raising the money. So this money comes with a lot of numbers. I'm saying I'm going to raise 10 lakh rupees. It's going to impact my top line by 10%. I'll see a 10% increase in my top line. And maybe I'll see another 8% increase in my bottom line. So business finance will always come with numbers. There will be a goal defined which you want to achieve when you're going to raise this finance. It also says that it is resource management. When we're talking about business finance, we are raising money for different expenditure, including procuring raw material or procuring inventory, managing inventory. Definitely, resources are involved for each penny which you spend. And business finance says it comes with a commitment to optimum utilize this particular resources. So I want to ensure I have the best quality raw material at the best price. So resource management becomes very important. I control my inventory levels. I have the right raw material at the right time. So there is no stoppage in my machinery. There is no slack period. Lead time is comparatively lesser. So better resource management if you have timely funds available for taking business decisions. It's also a very important tool for risk management. A company sees operational risk, management risk, financial risk. In case of any risk or any contingency happening in the business, this particular money would help or come into your rescue. This is that money which is readily available with the business, which it will utilize in case any such emergency happens. So risk management could be done if you have sufficient amount of business finance with you, whether it was, you know, managing a mishap or it is basically looking at any kind of change in the seasonal demand. So risk management could be done better. In case there is any change in technology, that particular risk could also be mitigated if you pool in the money at the right time to upgrade your technology. Business finance is all about decision making. Each decision in the business, right from marketing promotional idea or marketing promotion decisions or decision with respect to source of raw material or vendor or credit policy, each decision is linked with finance. So this money becomes very, very crucial. So this business finance is very important when it comes to decision making. Any decision needs to be quantified. So this business finance is the core or the main part to take any decision. So if you have sufficient money, you could do a lot of activities. You could do a good run, a good promotion campaign. You could do a pilot testing, etc. So you could take more decisions with better money flow. It is also nothing but it is also interdisciplinary. So I'm saying business finance is not only restricted. So business finance decision with respect to how to spend money, where to procure money, is not only dependent on what I want to do in finance department. It's basically also dependent on what's happening in the operation. How is my supply chain? What is happening in marketing? Whether there is promotion or no, whether I'm able to push sales or no. So it is dependent or it is interdisciplinary. It is impacting all verticals of the business. So finance decision or a business finance decision not only impacts the finance department, but is interlinked and interdependent on all decisions happening in the company, right from operations to sales, promotion or after sales services. So why do you need this business finance? What is the importance of this money for any organization? First and foremost, every business requires money for day-to-day operations. So if I want to buy, you know, a product, this is my raw material for making the final product which I am going to sell in the market, I would require money. If I have to pay wages, I require money. If I want to pay rent of the space of my office, I require money. So it is required for my day-to-day operations. It is also required for business growth. So it's not only that you're going to pay rent, electricity out of the business finance you have. You'll also utilize this money for growing your business. When we are saying growing of business, maybe I want to start a new product line. I am right now into selling of laptops and I want to venture into also selling, say, iPads. If that's the case, why not? So I want to go for selling of tablets. I want to go for, you know, selling of maybe other products. Then why not expand? If I want to expand, if I want to grow, I would require business finance. I want my company to be technologically advanced. So we all want a company which is paperless. We want to manage costs with respect to paper. We want to ensure everything is documented. There is machine learning a lot of things on what you're doing on the software or system. If you want to become that technologically advanced, you need to pull in money to buy these technological advancements. So business finance is required for you to upgrading your technology on timely basis. So you stay ahead compared to your competitors. This money is also used to meet contingencies. In case of a fire breaks out in the factory, this contingency, will you wait for somebody to give you money? Will you go to the market to raise money? No. So you would require money. So business finance is that finance which is available in the company for mitigating such kind of mishaps, events, or any kind of unforeseen circumstances. So any kind of contingency happening, I would require this money to take care of the contingency. First dependency would be on my internal source. Next, any business would require business finance basically to manage the gap between the production and the receivables from the sales. There is a cycle which each company sees, right from making the product till the time the sales happening and the customer paying you. This entire cycle, which is also known as your operating cycle or working capital cycle, would be a few days. So every business would require money for those few days because it is already invested into business. So that to manage this gap of procuring raw material to making a finished product and recovering the money, these days is nothing but the money required for my working capital requirement, which is fulfilled by this business finance. I will also require money in the business to hire the best talent in the industry. So to hire services of human resources, to pay them salary on time, to ensure my workers get right wages, to do some kind of activities so that the attrition in my company is less. So I'll require finance for managing my human resources as well as hiring them. And last and very important, purchasing of fixed assets. I'll require business finance to purchase an asset which is going to help me to generate more revenue, more business in the company. So finance is only procured, it is acquired with an entire idea of generating more revenue. So for growing your business, for purchasing assets which are going to increase your top line, you'll require business finance. What is the importance of this business finance? We've seen what is the need, why do we require the money? What do you think, how is this very important? First reason which somebody come, company is going to look at business finance is strategic decision money. A good amount of money in hand with a business would help them take strategic decisions whether to launch a new product or no, whether to venture into a new market or no, whether to change the strategy of the company or no. Okay, so money becomes very, very crucial. So if I know there is a seasonal demand of my product and I have sufficient amount of money, I will basically try to make the products ready before the season starts. So strategic decisions could be taken, procurement of raw material at lower price, trying to make the products ready well in advance for meeting the seasonal demand. There are a few examples of the strategic decision making. So based on your strategy, you decide how much money will you require and what quantum of money you need to actually keep with you in every month, every 15 days or a quarter, or how is the requirement of money or funds in your business. Next is resource allocation. Now, when you have a good amount of business finance with you, you decide which department, which vertical, what item would you spend the money on. Whether this year you want to spend more money on advertising, whether you want to spend more money on improving your operations, whether you want to spend money on technological advancement. So depending on the money which you have, you will try to divide it among different resources. Take a call where to put more money compared to less. And without this money, you cannot do any kind of resource allocation, or you cannot move ahead, or you cannot stay updated or be a market leader. Next is risk management. This money is also used for contingency or unforeseen circumstances. You would never want to go run out of cash whenever you're doing business. That is the reason money becomes, or business finance becomes, very, very important in respect of risk management. A good credit policy would definitely ensure that the company never runs out of cash. And how would that happen? It would happen with the business finance being in place, right investments done. So in case of there being any problem, you could actually convert your liquid assets into cash. Now, let us move ahead and understand, after knowing the importance of business finance, what are the different sources of these finance? How can I raise this money? What are the different avenues to get this money for my business? I'll divide them into two categories. internal sources of finance and external sources of finance. Under internal sources of finance, I would have short-term and long-term finance. Even in external, I will divide them further into short-term and long-term. Let's look at internal sources of finance, short-term. In short-term, you'll have profits, retained earnings, depreciation, working capital funds, and any kind of money which I could get by selling any kind of inventory or reducing my inventory. In long-term sources, I could sell my fixed asset or I could have my retained earnings, which I have reserved for last few years to be utilized. In external sources of finance, external basically means sources or avenues which are outside the organization. I would use my family, friends, I may use my relatives, I may use bank OD, short-term loan, credit card, factoring, and my personal loan as my short-term external sources. And when it comes to long-term, I may look at equity market or debt market. Under equity financing, I would go for a new issue. I may go to an angel investor, venture capitalists, or I may look at a crowdfunding platform to raise money. Under debt, I'll either take a long-term loan or I will go for bonds, debenture, or government grants or leasing. Let us try to understand each of the source and how does it really have an impact. Coming to internal source of finance. Internal source of finance is that source of finance which is internal to the organization. That means I am going to actually raise business finance within the organization. From the organization, from the business itself, I am going to utilize the money to do further business. First very internal source of finance is your retained earnings. If the company has made 100 crores of profit, you've retained the entire money for a new project, then definitely that's retained earning utilized as an internal source of finance. Talking about profits which are not distributed, profits made, more profits or supernatural profits made by the company are becoming the most important source of finance for any company. See, these profits are nothing but profits which get finally distributed to shareholders in form of dividend or as retained earnings. So profit becomes a very, very important or internal source of finance. Every company wants to ensure every year they keep on increasing their profit number. So they have excess of funds to invest in the coming year. Next is depreciation. We all know depreciation is a non-cash expense. You are reserving or saving money for buying or procuring future fixed asset. Very important internal source of finance when it comes to purchase of fixed assets. Next is working capital. Working capital is nothing but a reserve fund which a company creates for doing day-to-day activities. Now, this particular reserve fund which you have kept is basically a combination of current assets and current liabilities. So, I will block my money in current assets in such a way that I am able to pay all my current liabilities and I don't run out of cash. So working capital again becomes a very internal source of finance, your current assets, ensuring that your current liabilities are paid off. You may reduce your inventory levels. Every year, inventory management would give you more finance, but reduction in inventory also means manufacturing less. It also means pushing sales so that a very less or a minimum or a zero inventory level is achieved so that the money is not blocked in inventory, which becomes a very good internal source of finance. Primarily, the first five, if you look at them, they are the short-term internal sources of finance. In case of retained earning, we said it also is a long-term source. How can it be a long-term source? I did not distribute dividend for the last 2 years and I've retained the money for picking up a big project. So I want to make a new manufacturing plant and expand my manufacturing output. I want to expand my manufacturing facility out of this state to the state where there is high demand. And I've retained this money for the last 2-3 years. I'm now utilizing it for a big capex decision. Retained earning becomes a long-term internal source of finance with the period being higher. I may also sell off my assets in order to, you know, get some kind of money. So maybe I have invested as a company in fixed asset of land and building and I'm now selling it off at an appreciated rate, which becomes a very good internal source of finance for basically investment in new projects. So I may just sell it off one plant at a higher, you know, one particular property or plant property which I have acquired at a cheaper price after 5 years at maybe double the price and buy two such properties. So it could be internal source of finance, sale of assets, because it's going to give you a huge chunk of money. Coming to external source of finance. Now, external source of finance are also divided into short-term and long-term. Let's talk about short-term external source of finance. As the name itself says, external source of finance, it is that money which is coming not from within the organization, but the organization or the manager is going outside the company to raise the finance. So now you're going to be dependent on others to give you money in order to do better business. So first external source of money is family and friends. So entrepreneur itself has pulled in the money. Being the owner, you have put in your money. You go quickly to your family, to your friend and say, you have a quick requirement of money for your business. Why don't they lend you money? So that becomes a very important external source of finance. This is usually a source of finance which people look upon, especially when it comes to startup business or early business years. You are dependent on your family and friends to raise this money. Next is trade credit. Trade credit is nothing but you get credit using bills of exchange. So you use your bills of exchange, your letter of credit for which you have used in case of exporting of goods, go to the bank, take a loan on that particular receipt or future sales. So trade credit, you go and discount your bills of exchange and raise short-term money, then that is known as trade credit. These are all short-term sources. So we will see that you will get quick money for a shorter duration. You may use bank overdraft facility. Each bank where you have a current asset would give you a bank OD facility looking at your business credibility. And what is a bank overdraft? You are spending in excess of whatever bank balance you have maintained. This is again a short-term avenue. The bank would ask you to pay off the money, charge you some minimum interest, or may allow you to use the money free for the first 15 days. Such kind of facility is known as bank overdraft. Next is short-term loan. You could also go to any financial institution or any lender and take a short-term loan. You may ask for a loan for a day or maybe a week. Such kind of loans are nothing but external source of finance. Lot of banks give you term loans. The term loans could be also be an overnight loan for only one fortnight, or it could be a short-term loan for a period of say a week. So you may also take short-term loans from financial institution. You may use commercial paper. Commercial papers are basically your, you know, bills payables and bills receivables of different companies. So I have my bills receivable. I'll go to the bank and try to raise money on that particular bills receivable. Or I may discount my bill in order to raise finance. So I may use my commercial paper, keep them in mortgage, you know, raise some loan or even get them discounted. Next is factoring. Factoring is a very, very important aspect when it comes to export-import business. So what is factoring actually? Factoring is that source of finance where a company who is into export business is waiting for the goods to reach the customer and maybe has shipped the goods. And the goods are going to reach the customer, say, after a month. After the goods reaches, you're going to receive the final payment of that particular customer. So your credit period is other 2 months. The total waiting period for getting the money may be 3 months. Now, as a business individual, I require further finance to further make the product and export it. Or maybe I require that money for my domestic sales. Now, what would I do in that case? I will find a company who's ready to buy this particular bill in a cheaper rate, or I'll find somebody who's okay giving me a guarantee and discount my bill today with a commitment that I pay off in future in case my customer defaults. So I'll find a factor, an agent or a business entity who's ready to lend me that money for the bill amount which is mentioned at a discounted price. So that's factoring. So you may look at factoring for raising short-term finance. You may take a personal loan. It's a very, very costlier affair compared to other avenues. But yes, it is very readily available, very faster. Risk assessment is comparatively lesser and it is faster. You may also use your credit card. Business credit cards are made by banks now. You could use your credit card for doing short-term transactions. Let's talk about now What are the external sources of finance when it comes to long-term avenues? How I'm going to raise money from long-term avenues? Long-term, as it says, these are all those avenues which come with n number of years, with a big commitment from both the parties, the company as well as the investor. First is issuing of shares. I may go for a new issue, I may go for a fresh issue, I may go to the equity market, come up with an IPO to raise money for doing further business. My red herring prospectus will mention what and why I require money, what is the amount required, at what price I'm going to sell my share. Very easy to do with companies which are established. For small MSME, it's a little difficult. It takes a lot of time and the share listing or the share price could be comparatively lesser. Next is venture capital. These are those investors who are very aggressive when it comes to investment. They will come and they will also sit in your organization to take decisions and take the maximum profit. So you may go to a venture capital firm and say, I'm very aggressive. I want to grow from one outlet to 300 outlets. And why don't you fund me? Very best, you know, the best example for venture capitalist businesses right now is a lot of cafes. Okay, a lot of these cafes and fast food joints are going for venture capitalist funding so that they can convert their shop. A 10 retail shop model into a 400 retail shop model across India. So venture capitalist gives you that bandwidth, it gives you that funding. So it's easy for such sector to look at venture capitalist ideas as a source of finance. Coming to third, angel investors. These are investors who will give you money with no particular time period to pay it back, or they may even not want it back. Okay, so you may go to an angel investor to even get long-term finance. You may go to a crowdfunding platform. Crowdfunding platforms are those platforms where you can see, put in your idea and ask larger chunk of people to invest in your idea. These are usually in India, if you see, these are a lot of crowdfunding platforms which have a lot of social and sustainable ideas where people fund. These ideas at times are so good that even bigger companies are interested in investing in these ideas. So you may also go to a crowdfunding platform and ask money, raise money from larger pool of people in exchange of equity or debt, possible. Next, you may look at long-term loans. You may go to financial institutions or banks, tie up with them for a long-term loan to be paid in next 5 years or 10 years or 8 years with a commitment of giving X interest or premium on whatever is the term. So it could be in the form of loan, it could be in the form of bonds or debenture. So bank may say, I don't want to give you a term loan. I don't see you paying X interest. If that's the case, I may go to the bank and say, okay, let's party. Let's get into an agreement wherein you give me the lending, I'll give you bonds or debentures, which you can sell it further in future. So I could have a promissory note, which is nothing but a bond, or a debenture, which is a debt instrument coming with a fixed return. So I may have a bond or debenture which would be sold to a financial institution to raise this long-term money. So why it is long-term? Usually the payment terms for bonds and debentures could be 3 years, 5 years, or even 10 years. In bonds, it is quite higher compared to debentures. I may also go for government grants. I may apply for grants under different schemes which are run by the government, maybe run by Niti Aayog, run by MSME. So I would want to apply for a particular grant, and then the government grant gives me grant for development in a particular state maybe, and I take it as a long-term source of finance. These government grants at times also comes in form of subsidies. So these subsidies also are a long-term source of finance for any business. Last but not the least, I may not buy or purchase fixed asset. I may use leasing as an option to raise money. So I may also lease my assets in order to have more assets in the organization. So instead of buying one asset, I may invest in 5 assets and use a leasing option instead of purchase option. So all these could be my external source of finance when it comes to long-term sources of finance. I hope we are clear. What are the internal sources of finance? Short-term, long-term. External sources of finance, long-term and short-term.